I hope y'all are. This episode, this right here, man, let me tell y'all something. I'm gonna do this, and then we're gonna have to have a part two, because there's so much I want to talk about. But because I did say a lot when I did the Hispanic history moment, I'm not gonna reiterate it right now. I'm gonna say this again for a part two. But who we are talking about is Tony Mendez, CIA agent, who is most famously known for coming up with the idea, being part of coming up with the idea of going, yo, we're going to go to Iran where they had the American hostages, and we're going to say we're a Canadian film company making a film, and got the people out. If you go, yo, I think I saw that before, you're right. That's Argo. Ben Affleck's character is Tony Mendez. Wow. Spanish dude, Mexican dude, white guy from like Boston. It's wild. And that alone, you know what I'm saying? And I don't want to separate from what I'm about to say about Tony Mendez, but that fact alone is what brought me, what had me talk what I was saying. And also with Little Mermaid controversy, which is weird, again, weird. And this is why I said I'm going to have to come back and say something else about that, have a little soapbox moment. But I don't want to get away from the greatness that was Tony Mendez. He was a type of dude that you would go get your fake documents from within the CIA so you could travel around and be whoever you wanted to be. He was that guy. And then he came up with this plan. They did his thing. He's a hero. He's an American hero. Don't ever get that twisted. An American hero. You know what I'm saying? He ended up working down in D.C. with the with one of the museums out there. Yo, him and his wife both were CIA agents. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is. Like, dude had a great, great story. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you had to turn that into a film at some point. Great story. Don't get it twisted. That's just a great story. It's just one of them things when you're like, yo, Ben Affleck played this dude, which, by the way, he wrote and directed and starred in it. So, you know, he was like, yo, I'm gonna do this. I ain't gonna worry about it. We ain't gonna worry about the backlash, which, by the way, was no backlash. Nobody was like it. Like, oh, man, it was what it was, which is, again, one of the weirdest things. And, again, I'm gonna talk about later. Not on this episode. We're gonna do a part two. We gotta do a part two, because the part two, yo, it's, yeah, you know what I mean? But please, do your research on this brother, Tony Mendez. Do your research on him. Understand what it was. It was wild time. And here's a quick thing. I didn't say it on the radio show. Shout out to President Carter. You know what I'm saying? It could have went a whole nother direction. I'm saying at the end of the day, when we look back, that was a weird time. And in his 4 years, there was a lot of baiting going on. There was a lot of grandstanding going on. A lot of chest out, puffed up. You know what I'm saying? What you want to do going on? And he did this. He came through and did something like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a good portion of Reagan's joint was, my man was weak. We need strength. Sometimes it's just, we ain't got to do all that. We can do something else. Let's get into something else. Let's figure out another way to do it. And he did it. You know what I'm saying? So salute to President Carter. You know what I'm saying? Who I think is still alive. You know what I'm saying? And, yo, please don't ever overlook those 4 years. Awesome. And yeah, this is one of them jokes. Do a research. Please do your own research on Tony Mendez and the whole joint. Like, the whole joint, the whole operation was, yo, that's all I'm gonna say. You know how you ain't got nothing else to say? You just be like, yo. That's one of the moments. Enjoy the show. Thank y'all for listening worldwide. It's always dope. peeping those joints out, man. And I love it, man. Thank y'all for listening. And yo, it's always dope, man. East Coast, West Coast, worldwide, Lost Boys. This is what we do. Let's go. Yes, yes, yes. You know how we do, man. This is how we get down, word up. Live at the Oasis. Legal Crime Radio. You know the basis. It's like, what they want. They tell us. Rest in peace to Luther. Boy, hey, Luther was out here killing them. The 80s was Luther all day. We ain't even gonna play like that. You know what I'm saying? We can talk about that, talk about them other people. Luther had the 80s on lock. But speaking of it, like what we gonna do right here, we gonna get y'all into this groove. We got like a little time left, so we gotta like hurry up and get this part right here popping. I feel like wrong saying that. But anyway, this is what we gonna do. So y'all know what we do, man, how we do. Take it from the top, take it from the tizop. Whoa, hold on. Take it from the top again. This moment in Hispanic history. First of all, let me say this. I haven't played any Hispanic joints yet. I haven't wired out on those Hispanic joints yet. I'm zoning up right here. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying? I'm a little messed up on that myself. I'm wrong on that. But this right here, this is important right here. Not important. It's important for a couple of reasons, man. But anyway, this is a brother by the name of Tony Mendez. And let me tell y'all how Tony Mendez is. Tony Mendez is the guy known for being on the mix, in the mix, a major player of the Canadian caper during the Iran hostage joint back in the 80s. Matter of fact, 1980s. For y'all who don't understand how that went down, my man went out there and said they were going to be shooting a movie. And he was sneaking people back. He was sneaking our hostages back. The joint was dope. You know what I'm saying? Now, let me tell y'all something. My man worked for the CIA. He was born in Eureka, Nevada in 1940. He worked for the CIA. He was the guy who helped like the agents get they fake passports to join. He was a forgery type dude. He did what he did for like, he came up with your documents and got your stuff right to make you look legit when you was out here all across the world doing what you was doing. So what happened is my man goes to Iran in 1980. He kicks it like, yo, I'm going to act like, yo, we trying to do some things. And it's like, yo, hey, check this out. We making a movie with the Canadians. And we out here doing our thing. Let us shoot some joints out here. Let us get some footage popping. You know what I'm saying? And they did it that way. Little did they know, he was sneaking the peoples out. Famous. Major move. Major victory for America. Major get down. No blood was really shedded. No nothing jumped. No nothing really went off. Bow. That was his claim to fame. You know what I'm saying? He retired. He ended up working in D.C. at the museum joint. You know what I'm saying? Doing his thing like that. You know what I'm saying? He was out here like, yo, it was just what he did. You know what I mean? He helped. He gave classes and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But here's the part that I want y'all to understand. A man's name is Tony Mendez. You see him. If you Google a picture, it's definitely a Spanish guy. Okay, you know what I'm saying? It's a Spanish dude. Word. Now, if y'all remember that movie, Argo, back in the day, Ben Affleck directed it. He starred in it. I never seen the movie all the way, so I don't know if it really gave you the vibe that he was Tony Mendez. It probably said Tony and kept it moving. But Tony Mendez, that's who Ben Affleck is playing. And it's wild. And I'm saying, now, this brings me to my soapbox. I don't know if y'all can hear me getting ready to come out the cut. But it's wild how people out here trip on a black mermaid, but they okay with white dudes playing Spanish people, Asian people, Native American people. It's wild, but we out here tripping on black people playing fictional characters that never that are fictional. Wow. You know what I'm saying? You guys, I'm seeing all the hate for the Game of Thrones joint. Like, they got them Valerians being black. Dude, they made up characters. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Let's be real. The mermaid is a made. Matter of fact, here's a wild little lesson. Here's a quick little joint. The Mediterranean is where they get the mermaids from. The Mediterranean area. China, Africa, a part of Europe. The Europeans. So, which means if you in China and they go, yo, I saw a mermaid, because they all called it a mermaid. If the concept, the names might be different, but the concept of a woman being half fish and half woman, you know what I'm saying, is what it is in that area. So, you think Chinese people are seeing a white woman with red hair? They're seeing somebody who looks like them. The Africans see somebody who looks like them. It's a fictional character. How do y'all tripping on fictional characters? Come on, man. Like, the racism, y'all a little wild out here. You know what I'm saying? We don't like black Superman. We don't want a black Superman. We don't want a Latina Superwoman. Fictional characters. Tony Mendez. Nobody tripped out about Ben Affleck. Nobody tripped out about Ben Affleck, mainly because nobody knew the story. Nobody really knew that was a Spanish dude. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is, that's what they do. Now, with that being said, dudes do trip out about whitewashing for anime, which is weird. I don't understand. Again, it's the fictional characters people get upset about. The real characters we're okay with. Wow. But anyway, I'm just saying, that's the Hispanic moment, you know what I'm saying, history moment right now. Tony Mendez, look him up, you know what I'm saying, check out the accolades, do the research, you know what I mean. Like I said, I don't understand this whole thing with dudes is out here, and it's mostly dudes. Well, with Little Mermaid, it's a bunch of white women. They just like, oh my God, that can't be the same mermaid I grew up. It's they're fake. All right, they're fake. Yeah, get over it. Let's keep it moving, man. No, do the history of how mermaids came to be, and understand. First of all, I mean, they're not really that off, you know what I mean? But anyway, let's do what we do. Let's get back into this music. Have some fun with it and get down how we gets down. Let's go. Yes, yes. Hey, we ain't even know we was live on Hot Open. What's they call that joint? Hot Mic? We was Hot Mic, and I'm out. Yo, I ain't telling y'all, man. Hey, yo, that Stevie Wonder joint, the official. The Superwoman joint. Where was you when I needed you joint? Hey, boy, woo. That's that real life right there. Anyway. This is how we get down, man. We're out here having fun, enjoying the night. You know how we do when we live. It's all real. We live. We get poppin'. We get it rockin'. I've been to look on my own. The mic was open. Anyway. Let me do what we do before I get up out of here, because it's that time to jet. So, I'm tripping. I'm over here still thinking about some other joints. Anyway, any gun. Them joints. I had to look at the time like, yo, cut back. Let's go like this. They say you only live once. That's a lie. You only die once. So anytime that your God allows you to get out here and continue your journey, please show the world the best version of you. Y'all be safe. Peace.
This is a Soul of Art presentation.